This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The aircraft that crashed into a residential complex in the Brazilian town of Venados, killing 61 on board, did not report any emergencies to officials, authorities said on Friday. Air Brigadier Marcelo Moreno, the chief of the Brazilian Center for Investigation and Prevention of Aircraft Accidents, added that information was still premature, but that the body was committed to delivering a report on the incident as soon as possible. Regional carrier Vopas said the plane, bound for Sao Paulo's International Airport, took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and crashed around 1:30 p.m. in the town of Venados, some 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
The U.S. ambassador to Mexico has confirmed that drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada was brought to the United States against his will when he arrived in July on a plane in Texas with fellow drug lord Joaquin Guzman Lopez. Zambada's attorney had earlier claimed the longtime chief of the Sinaloa cartel had been kidnapped, but officials had not confirmed that, and Zambada's age and apparent ill health had led some to speculate he turned himself in. But on Friday, U.S. Ambassador Ken Salazar said, quote, they had brought El Mayo Zambada against his will. For additional stories, visit our website,